say it now, but now is today. Love has been given to grab and enjoy, so let's all grab and let's all enjoy.
Tell your kids. Class is back in session.
Just take a look around you. What do you see?
This is for Dave Parsons, the bass player for Sham 69 Bush Transvision Band. Happy birthday, Dave. I wanted to play Tell Us the Truth, but wouldn't load. When we never be divided, if the kids are united, they will never be divided. Yeah, I'm not a Cockney, I'm Irish. Kiss me. It's the Jack Blood Show, July 2nd, 2014. You're listening live on themicroeffect.com and affiliates. James Evan Pilato missed us last month, is back this month. MediaMonarchy.com is his great website. He is the founder, the editor, also broadcast on many other levels with many other people. We're just lucky to have him. James Evan Pilato.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks so much. I'm a jerk for missing last month. I apologize.
A little bit, yeah. No, I mean, you know what? Poop happens, so I understand it. You should see what I've been through in the last month or two. You do not want to trade places with me.
All right, deal. But I, you know, it had that feeling of, and it still is happening. You think you're always looking forward to the summer until you realize, no, this is it. It's the summer now. It's happening.
We're about to get hit by Hurricane Arthur, allegedly. I love how the media, man, fires. Weather, dead bodies. They just love it. Speaking of dead bodies, a dead body. How do you like that segue?
It's fantastic.
It's kind of sad, actually. A dead body turned up. A Palestinian child was kidnapped in retaliation for the alleged kidnapping of three Israeli teens, which ended up in the village of Hebron, which was heavily guarded before the bodies were placed there. I'm trying to figure out how somebody snuck those bodies under the noses of the IDF that had surrounded the town and gone house to house and arrested hundreds and hundreds of Palestinians and suspects in Hebron. I'm not sure how it happened, but then after the fact, they bombed the Palestinians, and I believe all of their neighbors, in a mass attack. Today, there was retaliation, and a Palestinian child was kidnapped. Is that like an oxymoron? How can you kidnap somebody that's in prison? It's very difficult for me to detail. You got something on this, James.
And ultimately, and I think you know this just as well, it doesn't matter how any of it happened, if any of it's true, or if it's all happened exactly as they say it did, or if it's completely staged and they have dead kids ready to roll out at any point on either side. The story is now already there and the narrative is already being played out. So unfortunately, it almost doesn't matter. We now have to deal with what's coming.
Do you know when we got to the point where we never question the Israelis? Even when they bombed the USS Liberty, we weren't allowed to question them. Do we just take their word for it? I mean, do they have to actually apply evidence before they go in and attacking and killing people? Or I guess, you know, the United States is, we can't really morally preach to anybody, right?
Let's ask Gary Oldman. Did you catch the trouble? Yeah.
He's his career is over right at this point. he mentioned the elephant in the room that Jews run Hollywood. Oh my God, is that racist? Now it's racist to tell the truth. I'm not saying it's even a bad thing. Well, I might be, but I'm not actually coming out and saying that.
He's probably impervious to a complete detonation of his career, I would imagine. He's been around for a long time, and I don't know. He almost doesn't seem to me to be the kind of guy that would get taken down by that in the first place. I don't know.
Yeah, how much money do you need? And he's gotten his thrills, and he's done amazing work. Uh-huh. He truly is one of the best actors of our generation. And I think what he proved is that if you're working for Hollywood, you're not allowed to speak your mind, even if it's a little bit politically incorrect.
I always am really disappointed, and it almost doesn't matter what it is, even if it's something stupid and tabloidy, or something stupid and tabloidy that does have interesting, you know, broader issues that we can talk about. And all these stories that play out in the media are all just allegories and metaphors for all our other struggles and internal struggles and things. But I'm always disappointed when people apologize. I always think it's say what
did
you
he?
Mean.
I didn't catch that. Did he apologize?
He did. I think he even made the, I forget what the show was. He went on one of the late night shows and kind of did his, you know, mea culpa.
I think it's the first time I've heard Playboy mentioned in anything newsworthy in decades. So
they
congratulations.
Yeah, that's true. They used to kind of regularly have kind of groundbreaking interviews with folks. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty crowded marketplace now.
Yeah, I mean, to get to those interviews and then have to see all the plastic breasts, it's just not worth it for me anyway.
Well,
I know some of you are into that, and I don't mean to offend any of my female listeners who may be donning plastic breasts. That's all your business. It's none of my business, but I'm just saying it's hard for me to flip through the pages.
So
plus, porn is free now. Why would anyone buy Playboy? That's the thing I don't get.
Well, I think the only thing at this point Playboy even kind of has going for it is I enjoy, you know, the retro, the super old issues of it. You know, I like, you know, seeing those in the same way I like seeing old vinyl albums, or it now has that, you know, nostalgic
right.
feel to them.
Girls with pubic hair and, oh man, I've gone too far now. I mean, we see how far we've digressed. That's why I need you to come on once a month to help me push my borders and boundaries. Speaking of which, another good segue.
Bam.
That's so really what this is about, isn't it, with Israel, is they're trying to carve out more territory. They don't want to have to succumb. Anytime there's any kind of peace talks, there's something that the Palestinians do to destroy it because they don't want peace or medicine or food or just anything that would resemble a decent life. I'm sure right now they're thinking, well, I'll save this segue for the next one, but just think ahead a little bit with me. If I could just get to Mexico, I could be an American citizen. Why don't I go do that?
I'm looking at, and I always kind of reference it. I use the Google News page just as my kind of general mainline. What's the biggest thing right now in the States? And the U.S. edition is what I'm looking at. As tear gas wafts outside, Palestinian family mourns. That's the sort of human interesty kind of angle from the New York Times. But that's now the biggest story kind of happening. Suspected
revenge
killing.
I know Palestinian people, both there and here, and do you know that they're not, they should be completely savage and angry and homicidal. You know that they're not? They want peace, and they kind of let a lot of this roll off their back. Obviously, if you've been conditioned for generations to, you know, live in the concentration camp reference, but that's where I'm going with it. That's what I'm going to do with it. But isn't that amazing, Evan? If you lived in that area and then you raised your children were killed by Israeli IDF guys or whatever, you probably want revenge. But apparently a lot of the Palestinian people don't, which is why I don't believe any of the stuff that comes always at the time when the peace talks are there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think always when we look at any of the conflagrations that blow up, all the regular people, if they even notice it in the first place, because a lot of times these things can be just built up media events, and the people on the ground a lot of times are just like, what? Oh, that thing? Yeah. You guys are the ones turning that into a big deal. I think most people are just feeling like we're always at the whims of the psychopaths and the powers that shouldn't be. They're doing it, and we're kind of, no, I don't agree, but I don't know how the hell to stop you.
PTSB, the powers. Oh, no, TPSB, the powers that shouldn't be. See, I got dyslexic there on you for a second.
Well, and I think I grabbed that from Bob Tuscan, the powers that shouldn't be.
Hat whose name is never allowed to be mentioned on this. I'm just kidding.
No.
I love Bob Tuscan. Whatever happened to him? No. Okay. Boundary wars. Speaking of boundary wars, ISIS, every time I say that, it reminds me of Wonder Woman. Is that wrong of me?
No, because that's the ridiculous, fun, you know, wordplay and comic book like,
yeah,
ridiculousness that we're looking at. So yeah, I mean, our movie theaters are stuffed with horrible comic book movies. So why shouldn't our news pages be stuffed with horrible book like things?
It makes as much sense for a Sunni rebellion unit to name themselves ISIS, and I know that it's an acronym, and we've already discussed that on many occasions. But it makes as much sense for them to do that than the Mujahideen to name themselves the Toilet, which is what Al Qaeda means in at least one dialect. Well, don't they look this stuff up?
I know. Don't. I'm pretty sure you guys have the internet. They tell us you all have the internet because you do amazing, amazing work, you know, with videos and social networking that all come to us from the Intel Center.
You're able to upload beheading videos through GoDaddy and the Arab Press House. And not from a cave in Afghanistan, from major facilities. Yeah. But that's all the rage, all the news, the anti-towelhead group, or, you know, I'm saying it the way they would say it, the anti-Muslim group, of which there is a huge contingent in this country, are having a field day, just having an absolute field day. Yet when I look into it, I find that Americans are fighting alongside the so-called ISIS. When I talk to people who are actually in Iraq, they say that it's a revolution and that ISIS are hardly even there. There isn't any beheadings, and that most of what we're hearing actually is not even happening, that they are sick and tired of the U.S. puppet al-Maliki. They want him gone. And yeah, you can get into the sectarian angles of all of this, too. That's constantly played up in the media. I'm wondering if that is what's happening. So I talk to various people and I get a lot of different opinions. People I respect saying there is ISIS. They are funded by the United States. They're wholly created, just like Al Qaeda, and that they're trying to divide Iraq into three places to segregate the oil and control them maybe a little bit easier. This is after, of course, sparking sectarian violence for the last 10 years at P2OG.
That's
not actually a question, but go ahead.
I liked that you pronounced his name Maliki and not Maliki, because that even gives it that extra sort of biblical overlay. Because again, all, you know, all the characters, all the names, just as we see with ISIS, they all kind of
Sodom, Saddam.
Exactly. Thank you. I don't even know where to go with.
Where to start? I know. Well, why are we talking about a resurgence of the war in Iraq 10 years later? But okay, so we know what it is, and people can listen to my latest with James Corbett, or your latest with James Corbett, uh-huh, or they've heard me talk about it on the show. So there you go. But what is the end game? Can you see it? Is it just to divide Iraq? Is it to completely segregate and divide the entire Middle East? Or on a serious note, is it just another way for us to keep that war going? And then the biggest question is, wait a minute, I thought Obama ended the war in Iraq.
It's probably
said it was over. What happened?
It's probably a little bit of all of those things, but I wouldn't be surprised if, and ultimately we know breaking apart Iraq and the larger Middle East was always, as we did call it on the most recent episode of New World Next Week, which is doing actually really well on YouTube, so yeah, Folks haven't checked that out. But that is the real mission accomplished, that's the goal that was always on the table but hidden. I wouldn't be surprised if the ultimate goal is to just exacerbate all parties to where everybody's just going to finally limp to the table and say, all right, we're ready to really negotiate, because we can't just, this can't go on anymore.
Yeah, I feel like that too here with the war on women that was announced the other day. It's a war on women again.
Uh-huh. That, you know, that's a fascinating thing, and that's I would, this is a whole other episode.
We're talking
for
about
us, probably,
the fact that 0.001% of American corporations are not going to pay for your birth control, you women out there.
It's completely.
My whole thing is, if you work at Hobby Lobby or whatever, you got bigger problems. Okay, I mean, but I know a lot of people are taking this very seriously. All they have to do is pull out the war on woman card, and man, it's a mess. I'm not blaming you, women out there. You need to. You've definitely have earned your right to be paranoid. That's for sure. It's birth control. You can get it at the family, you know, clinic, or you can get it anywhere. You're not going to not get it.
It is being blown out of proportion, and I see a lot of it just on, you know, Facebook, and watching everybody just, it's just the war of words. And it's another story.
What about the war on punk rockers? I've been doing this for 40 years, man. When is anyone going to talk about that?
But my sidebar, and perhaps we'll return to it at a future time. Have you ever listened to Lana Del Rey? Do you know about her?
She is like a pop star or a singer, right?
Yeah, and her brand new record that's number one in America just came out last week or the week before is called Ultraviolence. And her music really weaves a lot of the sort of old school 50s Hollywood, but also underbelly. And there's just a lot about basically sort of, you know, being in the role of, you know, used and abused women. And she even uses the old Phil Spector and the Crystals line about he hit me and it felt like a kiss. And it's just kind of woven through with all of these sort of bizarre kind of gender roles and stereotypes. And I find it really fascinating, because that meme is only going to build more as we wonder about, well, is Hillary going to run for president? I mean, what larger sort of gender, major gender story is going to play out in America over the next 2 years? And that's probably got to be the one, I would think.
Man, we're screwed.
So that's my Lana Del Rey Ultraviolence sidebar.
I don't know
how
you went all the way around the block like that, but you did land at a very good place. James Evan Pilato from Media Monarchy with us. It's the Jack Blood Show. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a misogynist and a racist because I voted for Cynthia McKinney in 2008. So I've been paying ever since.
There you go.
Because she's a white man, Cynthia McKinney. I've seen her in person, folks. I can tell where the mask, like where her face, you know, and the mask and goes into her neck, and there's a prosthetic there. I can see it. She is a old white man, probably a Rockefeller. Now people are going to hear that on the show, James, and they're going to quote me on that. And now it's going to be the next big, you know, thing. Hillary. Yeah, Hillary. Okay, I get it now. But, you know, this is how the Democrats live their lives, is pandering to groups. Speaking of which, so the Palestinians somehow, now they'd have to literally use like a Star Trek device to do it, but somehow they get to Mexico, and can't they just cart right up now and get citizenry? Or is it you have to be Hispanic to get that?
So is this, I mean, this has been the story that, I don't know, in some ways, it's massive, but I also look at it and see, oh, no one's really talking about it. Or at least the folks that I hear and see and the things that I see, you know, in my social networks or any of those things, not many of them are talking about the border crisis. Hashtag border crisis.
I can't find anything but that, so maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Most of my folks seem to be Hobby Lobby right now.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
But is this not just
a Palestinian, if they get here, can they get over the border and get in on the Dream Act or whatever? Or I know they might have to live in an animal cage for a few months. I mean, isn't it worth it? I don't know. They caught, allegedly, now we heard a rumor, one of our callers called in yesterday and talked about that they caught some Ukrainians at the border, which should help us remember that there is a crisis going on there. It's completely dropped off the news map. You know, too bad for you. Ukrainians, they signed on to the EU. That was the agenda the whole time. But then people freaked out. They caught two Ukrainians coming across the border. But there are hordes and hordes of people. I don't mean to call you people hordes. I am not. It's not a bad thing. There are massive groups of people by the tens of thousands loading in over the border. And I know that's perfectly okay. I think all 7 billion people can come here and live here right now. This is the best place in the world to live, allegedly. And you could just come here right now and live here because we have open borders. But apparently we don't. Palestinians couldn't get in. Anybody that looked like they might be of a Semitic, yeah, that's right. Semitics are both Arabs and Jews. They could get in here. No, wouldn't happen.
Probably not. That, and so, I mean, how did this, the timeline of this, was there some, what was the deciding move that suddenly now this is, that all kind, there's a huge backup? And
excellent question, because the Dream Act has been floating for the last year, 2 years, maybe longer. Why is it just this month that it happened? And the answer I get is the cartels are exploiting this. They figured out, hey, how do we make money? We can't grow pot anymore and ship that over. They got their own pot. How do we make up for this? So I hear they're growing opium, and they've gotten into, well, they've always been into the mule business. So they've been telling everybody, hey, if you get up to the United States right now, you can, especially your children, they can get citizenship. And then once they get them there, then they kidnap them. This is comes from a pretty good source of mine, actually, James. They kidnap them. And if they can't get the parents to pay the ransom, then they sell them into the sex slavery, global sex slavery markets, or make them work for the drug cartels. Does that sound like I'm not putting enough blame on Obama?
Cartels basically send them over and capture them on the other side?
Well, they have them.
Okay.
They don't have to capture them. They already have them. And obviously, some of them are coming up on their own, but the rumor was started for profit by the drug cartels. Now, I don't know if Obama told the drug cartels. Of course, they've got the actual green line or the blue line or whatever. It goes directly into the cartels. Gulf, Sinaloa, not Los Zetas. They're the enemy. They're the FARC in this little parade.
Oh, are those the guys that the head of the New York Stock Exchange went to visit and implored them to invest their drug funds into stocks?
Los Zetas?
FARC.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, FARC are the people that came from Iran-Contra. Remember we were funding the Contras?
Yep.
And then when the money got left over, they have a little Mujahideen down there called the FARC. But you're probably right.
I think it would not surprise me. I think it was Richard Grasso of the New York Stock Exchange visited with Colombian FARC rebels. That's an old story. We'll dig that one up. Let's pull back for a second. If we're looking at the Israeli-Palestinian border wars raging for generations, now we're looking at U.S.-Mexican border wars raging now for generations. I saw somewhere Detroit now. Basically, are we looking at some sort of event where Detroit and Texas are both having massive events that will almost, of course, require larger intervention? The Blue Helmets.
United Nations you're referring to. They can come here and stop this humanitarian nightmare. We'll have to invite them in. No?
Isn't that how it works mythologically with vampires?
James Evan Pilato, Media Monarchy, mediamonarchy.com. Every once in a while you hear a dun, like it's Law and Order. That means I'm low on disk space. So it's I'm not that creative. I want my listeners to know it's completely by accident that something sounds good on this show. I love having you on, man, because we just skipped through the topics so fast. We're going to set up. You're staying with me for the next half hour, right?
Yeah.
I know you'll have new job. So we'll get to that. A creepy Facebook research story. We kind of covered that. Let's hit that a little bit more. And breaking news, as well as stream of consciousness with James Evan Pilato. It's the Jack Blood Show. Hour 2 starts now.